Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is from the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 1 verse 57 to 66. Luke 1, 57 to 66. The birth of John the Baptist. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father, Zachariah. But his mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who has that name." Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately his mouth was opened, and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. All the neighbors were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be?" For the Lord's hand was with him. My theme for this reflection is embracing God's plan with faithful obedience. Embracing God's plan with faithful obedience. The story from Luke 1, 57 to 66 shows how good things happen when we trust God's promises, even if we have doubts and get disciplined. In these lines, Elizabeth and Zachariah feel happy because God blesses them with a son named John. And this event is important not only for their family, but also makes the people around them joyful and brings everyone closer as Christians. We can take away three valuable lessons from this story. One blessing of being a Christian is having friends who also follow the faith. We can celebrate and support each other, which reminds us how important it is to have people we care about in our lives. Elizabeth's group of friends talks about God's kindness and how their friendship helps them grow as Christians. This text wants us to remember that sharing happiness and sadness with others makes for an even stronger bond among believers. The second blessing is obedience to God. Zachariah and Elizabeth named their son John, despite what others expected, because they were following instructions from God. This shows that obeying God's commands isn't just something you do as a ritual. It means giving your heart completely to Him and passing on knowledge of faith to future generations. The last blessing is when God helps us. At the end of the story, it says that John got stronger in spirit. This means he grew up to be a strong person with strong faith. It is important for parents to focus on their child's spiritual growth too, and ask God to help them along the way. There are two questions for reflection. One, how can we foster a sense of Christian fellowship within our communities, sharing in each other's joys and sorrows? Number two, in what ways can we respond positively to God's discipline, viewing it as an opportunity for spiritual growth and transformation? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the lessons we glean from the narrative of Zachariah, Elizabeth, and John. Help us embrace the blessings that come from obedience, fellowship, and even from your corrective hand. Grant us the wisdom to recognize your discipline as a pathway to growth and spiritual maturity. May your hand be with us, guiding and strengthening us, that we may become strong in spirit and walk in obedience to your will. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.